You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here, Holy Spirit.
Hello, friends of Radio Maria, and welcome to Sacred Space. I'm your host, Beatrice, leading us in preparation to consecration of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We are on day 25, using the book from Father Michael Gately, 33 Days to Morning Glory. Let us begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is day 25 of week 4, entitled Mary's Retreat, day 2. Yesterday, we began a retreat within a retreat by joining Mary's retreat. In other words, we began to ponder the way that Jesus prepared Mary to understand and fully embrace her new motherly role in the kingdom of God. Today, we continue this retreat at the wedding feast of Cana, where Mary's motherly mediation gloriously shines forth. Let us review the scene in John chapter 2, 1 to 12. The mother of Jesus is at a wedding feast, and Jesus and his disciples are also invited, presumably because of Mary. The wine runs short. Mary notices this and brings it to the attention of her son. They have no wine. Jesus seems to rebuke her, "Woman, what have you to do with me? My hour has not yet come." Mary nevertheless tells the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." The servants follow Jesus' orders to fill the stone jars with water. Then the water becomes wine, and the disciples believe. Now, let's ponder deeply John Paul's commentary on this scene. His words get to the heart of Mary's role in our lives and explain why we should be seeking to consecrate ourselves to her. Cana clearly outlines the new dimension, the new meaning of Mary's motherhood. It is a new kind of motherhood, according to the Spirit and not just according to the flesh. That is to say, Mary's solicitude for human beings, her coming to them in a wide variety of their wants and needs. At Cana in Galilee, there is shown only one concrete aspect of human need. Apparently, a small one of little importance. They have no wine. But it has a symbolic value. This coming to the aid of human needs means, at the same time, bringing those needs within the radius of Christ's messianic mission and salvific power. Thus, there is a mediation. Mary places herself between her Son and mankind in the reality of their wants, needs, and sufferings. She puts herself in the middle. That is to say, she acts as a mediatrix, not as an outsider, but in her position as mother. She knows that as such, she can point out to her Son the needs of mankind, and in fact, she has the right to do so. Her mediation is thus in the nature of intercession. Mary intercedes for mankind. And that is not all. As a mother, she also wishes the messianic power of her Son to be manifested, that salvific power of his which is meant to help man in his misfortunes, to free him from the evil which is in various forms and degrees weighs heavily upon his life. Another essential element of Mary's maternal task is found in her words to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." The mother of Christ presents herself as a spokeswoman of her Son's will, pointing out those things which must be done so that the salvific power of the Messiah may be manifested. At Cana, thanks to the intercession of Mary and the obedience of the servants, Jesus begins his hour. At Cana, Mary appears as believing in Jesus. Her faith evokes this first sign and helps to kindle the faith of the disciples. The episode at Cana in Galilee offers us a sort of first announcement of Mary's mediation, wholly oriented towards Christ and tending to the revelation of his salvific power. I'd like to highlight a few important points from this passage for us to ponder. Not by necessity, but by God's choice, the handmaid of the Lord, who does the Father's will perfectly, has a right, as a mother and mediatrix, to point out to her Son the needs of mankind. Shouldn't we have recourse to such a wonderful Mother of Mercy with regard to our own needs and intentions? Mary needs servants who will obey her words. Do whatever he tells you. Are we ready to be her servants so Jesus can begin his hour in our day? It's clear from the words, "Do whatever he tells you," that Mary's role is wholly oriented towards Christ and tends to the revelation of his saving power. Mary's mediation, therefore, is in union and subordinate to the one mediation of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Today's prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary. Remind me to ask for Mary's powerful intercession in my times of need. And that, dear friends, concludes the reading for today. And I leave you with the following reflection. Mary's motherly mediation between her Son and you personally is especially present when you participate in the sacraments, such as reconciliation and the Eucharist. How will you invoke Mary's help and ask her for her special motherly mediation in your life when you celebrate these two sacraments?
Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit,
burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you are here. Holy Spirit,
you have been listening to Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo, here on Radio Maria Canada. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. To learn more about this program, please visit radiomaria.ca/sacredspace.